Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, it's your song, so as soon as it...
And welcome to the Friday Nightcap with Taylor Danes and Imazadeh. I have no idea where Thomas is. So it's just us girls right now. Hopefully he'll hang out with us. Hey, girl.
Hey, Annie.
Okay, so yes, I've been drinking since about 6:30. It is what it is. Okay, I warned you earlier today what this day was going to be like. I have no. We have some topics. We have some people who chimed in. You know what? I was about to get out in the business. Girl, how you doing?
I am fine. I got something I want to talk about.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get the disclosure out there and let them know that this is not always for everybody, including you. So, therefore, we will cuss. We will talk about sex. We will say things that you probably will be amazed that come out of some women's mouths. So what? Who cares? Just know that it's because we love you. So just sit back, listen, and receive the information. And, okay, Thomas said he'll be in shortly. He's getting his computer together. Get your laptop.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So yes. So what is it that you want to talk about?
Okay, so everyone knows I always got a story. So I am minding my business, walk into the store, just the corner store around my house, just minding my business, and I get approached by somebody. Okay.
Ooh.
Yes.
Was the girl or boy?
I don't know. That's what I want to talk about.
Wait a minute. I'm confused.
I was confused as well.
Girl or boy?
I was confused as well.
What did it look like?
It looked like it could have been a boy or a girl. It was. They had like a low cut because you know everybody's. You know some women are cutting their hair down. It did not have breasts, but I mean there are women that are part of the Itty Bitty City Committee, and it didn't have a deep male voice. But it didn't have a soft feminine voice either. It was very confused. I didn't know what to. I just said I'm in a relationship and just kept going. I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know.
I want no part. I don't know how to receive that. I want no part of that.
Exactly. Exactly. That's how I felt. That's how I felt. And anybody that knows me knows that I wear glasses, okay? I can't see far away. So as I'm walking down the street, they're walking towards me. So from afar, it's like, okay, all right, well, they're not bad looking. But then when I got up close, I'm like, you have, like, these really thick eyebrows. You have very long eyelashes. You have no facial hair. You don't have a deep voice. You don't have a light voice. You're flat chest. Like, what are you? And I didn't want to ask because it was a little early in the day for me to be rude. So I said, I'm just in a relationship. Like, no, thank you. Like, that's not my, no, thank you. I think that this is what I want to talk about. If you are confused about your sexuality, I don't think that you should be trying to hit on other people that would confuse them about your sexuality. Like, if you don't know if you want to be a boy on Monday, if you want to be a girl on Tuesday, you're not sure, then I think you should just be cool with yourself for a minute until you can figure out who you want to be on a week-to-week basis. That's all I'm saying.
I think that, yeah, I have nothing. I tried.
I had nothing, and it happened to me. Like, I don't know why.
I'm not saying that this particular person is confused. I think that they should still be a girl. I mean, if
pick
you're a
one.
Girl, find it. Like, if you're like a boy, you should still see the fact to say, hey, listen, you know, I am a girl. I am a female. You should let somebody know so nobody's confused. Because right now, some of these guys, you can't even really tell if they're girls or boys because some of them just look different. So
yes, it's confusing.
So
I'm just saying, I have no problem. Be whoever you want to be. But when you approach me, at least I need to know whether or not what's happening here. Like I need to know whether you got the same body parts I do, or you got some extra package with you. I don't know. I was very confused, and I felt some type of way because I'm like, out of all the people walking around outside, you saw me, and you was like, ooh, you so chocolate and cute.
Hey,
come here. And I was like, no, I don't know. Mm-mm.
Honey, that's when I would have been conveniently deaf. I wouldn't have heard that. I am a deaf woman. I don't do because for me, I'm just going to be real honest, and people probably have learned this about me over the course of the last months that we have been doing this show. I'd date a woman. Yeah, I would, and I have. But the woman has to be kind of made like me. If I want a boy,
exactly.
I'm going to go get me a boy, and he's going to have all his boy parts.
I can't be dealing with the confusion. Like, Monday, your name is Tony. Tuesday, your name Tamika. Wednesday morning from 8 to 11, you rush on. And then from 1 to 6, you Tammy. Like, no, that's too much. It's too much confusion. Which one? Like, pick one. Pick a box.
And I understand. Like, you, hey, Thomas, welcome.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man. We didn't know if he was coming tonight. We hadn't talked to you all week.
I just told y'all, I just inboxed y'all saying, okay, I'm going to be a little bit showing up in the business.
No, I didn't know until after you said it. So I'm grateful that you are here this week. Thank you for coming in and hanging out with us.
I hope you've
had an awesome week. Huh?
Are you drunk?
You say, am I drunk?
Yeah.
I've been drinking since about 6:30.
He just got on the line. How did he pick up you were drunk? And he just got
because
on the line.
My words. It's either I speak really fast when I'm drunk or I speak really slow. That shit happens. Point blank, period. So, hey.
No, you're really extra. I'm going to tell you exactly how I picked up on it. because she's really extra, like, bubbly right now. Like, normally your mom's just, like, bubbly, but she's not really all, like, friendly, you know. Like, normally mom's just, she had a little attitude and stuff when I come late. Anybody come late, mom's has an attitude. Mom's ain't got no attitude. Listen, what did you do this week? That means you.
Listen to this shit right here. Because I ain't done shit this week because I've been wearing like a goddamn people
man.
Thing.
Oh, no.
I promise.
Huh?
I promise.
She's been dropping. She's been cutting down her roster. It's cuffing season. She's been trading them and cutting them left and right. Handing out pink slips, orange slips, purple slips.
Listen.
Ain't nothing to cut that bitch off, huh?
Hush enough. So today I did post on my page, you know, what do you all want us to talk about tonight? Because really, I told you I ain't have shit. I've been... We didn't inbox them that I said it's whatever tonight. Okay. So some of my lovely Facebook friends commented on my Facebook page, and they said, let's talk about this here cuffing season. Let's talk about this bullshit of a season. What the fuck it is. I don't know. I've never participated in it because I feel like it is when men decide to go out and get the fluffy women so that they can be warm during the wintertime. I'm sorry. I'm this curvy little fluffy woman. Actually, it's pretty cool. Like, I like doing everything throughout the year. And fuck the cold, because I ain't got nothing shit to do with it. I don't want you up against me. I'm trying to understand what all this shit is about. So, let's talk about this here, because I'm firing motherfuckers at this point. No, I'm not even giving goddamn notices. Delete. Point blank, period. So, yeah, that's how this thing is going around here.
So you ready for the explanation of what cuffing season is?
Yeah, sure. I like to hear what this bullshit is. All
right. Let me tell you what bullshit is about cuffing season. All right, let me tell you, right? All right, cuffing season is the point in time frame where, you know, it's starting to get a little bit cool. You don't want to be out there doing all the other shit you was doing during the summertime. You know, during the summertime, some people like to act crazy. They like to do different things. You know, hey, it's the wintertime. Now, you can't be out there with all the booty shorts on and all the, you know, the little short shorts on. No, you can't do that. So now, you want to find somebody that's comfortable. You know, you like them, they like you, you know, but y'all are both in a position where y'all don't want a relationship, but y'all don't want to be out there dealing with X, Y, and Z, traveling back and forth because it's motherfucking cold. Now, this is for, you know, cuffing season, you know, it may not apply to everybody because, you know, different areas have different types of things, different types of weather. Now, you know, when it's cold in the north, you know, when the northeast or in the north in general, you know, motherfuckers don't really feel like going outside. I damn sure don't. Especially if it's fucking snowing. And if it's a fucking blizzard, you on your fucking own. But nevertheless, here's what's going to happen. Everybody going to find them somebody that they can, you know, be cool with, be comfortable with, they can have sex with, you know, hang out with. It's basically like a friends with benefit, but for like a season, you know. And y'all can, you know, have y'all little ways, and y'all could transgress into something more. But, you know, the whole general purpose is to have somebody for the wintertime, you know. That's all
okay.
It is cuffing season. You know,
okay.
It's not like, oh, okay, yeah, all the guys are going to go out and go get the big girls. No. It's some skinny chicks that get cuffed, too, just like it's some skinny niggas that
up.
Get cuffed.
That's what that is. They just want to lay up in the house and not go out and do much. But, see, this is the reason why I feel like I shouldn't have to participate because, first of all, any of those people who've been laid up all wintertime, they start telling their secrets come March and April about these little extra things that they're about to have. It's called kids. So I don't want to hoard. I don't want to bother it. I'm sorry. No. Like,
well, see,
I don't want
it's
to.
It's all a matter of what you do during that time frame. It's all a matter of what you do during that time frame. Now, if you're sitting up there, you're the type to be like, oh, okay, yeah. Hey, it's some shit going on out here. Some people don't like to use condoms. Hey, I can understand why. So, you know, some people don't like using birth control. You know, so, but there are a lot of people who do, especially if they know cuffing season. So right now, you might want to go ahead and make that doctor's appointment, you know, September now. You know, in September, it's going to kick in probably about October, you know, October at the latest. Yeah, you might want to go ahead and make that appointment now, so that way when it get really cold, like up here, it get really cold, like at that mid-October portion, y'all might want to go ahead and
get cold like that down here, so I'm good. I'm bad. We still talking 70s and 80s in the September, early October. So, we're good. We're good here. We are good.
Okay, that's fine. That's for you. That's for you. Like I said, different areas have different things.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I don't know. Hey, listen, some people may want, you know, that person that they can share things with during, you know, the holiday season. You know,
that's when you start cutting motherfuckers off. I ain't buying you no Christmas gift. You ain't getting no Christmas gift out of me. Valentine's Day. No. What? I'm being honest. Nope. Christmas come around, don't be looking at me like, what you get me? I got you the same thing I got you the past 4 years. Well, I only known you for 6 months. Exactly my point.
Okay. See, Taylor, you got the game all wrong. You got the game all wrong. If you agree to be in the cuffing thing, you already understand what the rules are. Y'all basically just doing stuff to occupy each other's time. That's what the cuff is for. So that way y'all can have y'all little moment. And if y'all feel like y'all want to exchange gift, or you feel like you want to go into something different, then you can. But more than likely, you're not. You want to know why? Because it's only temporary. That's what it is. It's already understood. There will be no gifts. There will be none of the whole, well, what are we doing?
You ain't meet my mama. You ain't meet my kid. You
right.
Just be thankful that you got somewhere to lay your head sometimes.
Right. It's the cuff. The cuff is real. It's just so that way when it get cold at night, you got somebody to lay up next to.
Okay, so now I have questions. So, cuffing season. I saw one of my friends on my Facebook has this timeline. Okay, when this whole cuffing season starts and begins, like it's this draft or whatever, and then the whole season is there, and then they start cutting people off, April 1st, something like that. Like, it's crazy. Do people really do that shit? Wait, what the fuck?
No, let me tell you something, right? Cuffing season.
Because I'm sorry, I like to pull off you all year round.
See, this is where they got the game all messed up. Don't sit up there and believe everything you see on daggone social networking. People are trying to tell y'all that. Everything is not real that you see on the social network. So, right, cuffing season can be a year-round thing, but it's more popular during this time. You know, so pretty much right now, that whole draft thing, that's some bullshit. Because niggas and women, they're getting drafted since, I want to say late August, early September, you know. They was in their recruiting process, you know, long before September got here.
Well, it's going to be a cold-ass winter for me.
Well, you ain't got to worry about that because you already got yours. You always got somebody on standby, Miles. I ain't worried about that shit.
You really think I always got somebody on standby? You really feel like that?
If you handed out motherfucking PDF files, you got somebody on standby.
No, let me tell you. I've been cutting people off.
He stay bringing up that PDF file. Every chance
you get. Don't act like I'm the only one. Don't act like I'm the only one, Taylor.
Because she's
you bring up that shit, too.
No, lately, seriously, y'all, within the last month, I had to let some people go. Like, there's just certain things I just don't tolerate, and they've been doing stupid shit, so therefore I gotta let them go. And I have a low tolerance for it. So right now, like, I've been really, I haven't done anything, like, and you know, it's bad for me if I don't have any sex in, like, within 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever. And so I've been working really hard. So I just feel like I'm just ready to be on vacation so that I can relax and put my booty on somebody's son. and so, yeah. What? I'm just being honest. But
let me tell you, right? So it's a psychological thing that go along with that, right? It's a psychological thing that go along with that. So, you know, sometimes when you go out to these different places, you want to make sure that you have a good time. So, generally, you know, and this goes into something totally different, but it's more so, the sexual energy is transferred between people. And so, instead of having the sexual energies of a person in which you were dealing with when you were there, you want to have a pre-conscious mind. So that way when you do go on vacation, you do put your booty up on somebody's son in these foreign places in which you may go to, so that way you can do these foreign things.
He's not going to be foreign. He's not going to be foreign. He's going with me. I'm just going to put my booty on somebody's son that I know.
Okay. Well, I don't know who that person was.
You know,
I cannot. Thank you for clarifying. Listen, I don't know what you do. I ain't know you but what, 4 months now?
We've talked about this before.
I've seen some people say they don't do strange things and they end up doing strange things. I'm a catalyst for strange things to happen. Don't hang around me if you don't want strange things to happen.
Don't do strangers. But listen, so, okay, this is what I was talking about in the post today about something that I'm seriously nervous about. And y'all are talking to me like, girl, whatever, you're not nervous. So, while I am on vacation, okay, we as a group, the whole bridal, well, I don't know if the bride and the groom are going to go, but a couple of people in the bridal party have decided that one of the days that we are in Jamaica, we are going over to Hedonism, okay? If you don't know what that is, I mean, I know you guys probably know what it is, but for those who are probably listening that don't know what it is, it is a resort
motherfucking
in Jamaica.
Sex orgy.
And we're going over, and they have new beaches. So, y'all know I do not do nude, but they want to do it, so I'm going to be a team player, and we are going to the nude beach. I'm excited and nervous at the same time because I was talking to one of my friends about it. She was like, why are you nervous about it? You ain't never going to have to see these people again. True, but I know that also there could be somebody else that's a little far off than I am. But I'm just nervous about it. But I want to see people have sex. Y'all know I like to watch shit like that. So I want to see it. So that's where we're going to go. We're going to get a day pass, and we're going to go and hang out for the day and see what it's like. So would you guys, and so Thomas, I know you probably do it, but would y'all go to a new beach?
How the fuck you going to assume that I would automatically just go ahead and do it?
Thomas, you like to do everything.
No, I don't. I don't like to do everything.
Would you go to a new beach?
Huh? Would I go to a new beach? Yes, I'm going to a new beach,
but
am I being nude? Hell no.
You wouldn't.
I go to a new beach, but I ain't going to be naked.
Why are you ain't going
to
be naked?
I don't have to be. It's not required. It's
not
required for me to be naked.
No, because actually you don't have to be. But I don't, because, hey, listen, I bought these cute swimsuits. Guess what? I'm wearing them shits. So you wouldn't. You would go to the nude beach, but you would not participate in the nude beach.
I don't have to be nude. Unless I'm fucking, there's no need for me to be nude.
Okay.
And I'm never fully nude, so.
You're
never
not?
Fully nude.
Wait a minute. Don't you know what? Like, the truck driver is never really fully nude either. So I need to understand, why don't you all want to be fully nude? Is it that you always have on a shirt? Or you have on some socks?
I mean, I always got on my socks. I always got on my socks. I don't like my feet, so I always got on my socks. No, somebody told me my feet ain't bad. I don't like my feet, so personally, I don't mind other people's feet, but me, I don't like my feet, so therefore, I will never have, I never not have on socks. Yes, I use a double negative, but I don't. I always have on socks. If I don't have socks on around you, that means I'm either getting out of water or I'm just getting dressed. One or the other. If I don't, then that means I'm sort of kind of comfortable with you. You know, so, and I'm kind of getting into that, but I'm like, no, you know, only time I sleep without socks on is if it's really fucking hot and that season is ending. So it's going to be socks all season. Socks all couple season.
I see. So you always have on your socks. He always has on his wife beater. Okay. So, Taylor, would you participate in New
Hell
Beach?
Hell motherfucking yeah. Hell yes.
Oh,
yes.
Lord.
I'm getting
Jesus
naked.
Mercy.
Yes. Yes. I am in the house all the time with all these little people. I am never naked. Man, listen, soon as I get on the beach, everything is coming off. Everything. Hell yeah, I'm getting naked on the beach, and I'm laying my chocolate ass in the sun. I don't need a tan, but I'm going to lay my ass in the sun, and yes.
I need a tan. I need a full damn body tan because I look like a white woman from my from the top of my thighs down, like a white woman because I don't wear shorts. So, yeah. That's funny. So your chocolatey tail is going to...
But as naked, soon as I set foot, soon as I get to the beach, whoop, everything's coming off. Yep.
That's funny. We have my friend D in the chat room tonight, hanging out with us from Atlanta. So we're gonna back up and talk about some of these things that he's talking about this whole cuffing season. Actually, he's married, so he's like, "What is that crap?" But he feels as though we need to change our dating habits. And he also says that he is going to Hedo soon. So, yes, and he told me to get some tatas for him. So, so that's funny. But, yeah, I'm scared. Because, I mean, there's going to be all types of people. And I keep hearing different things. Like, there's this one girl, she was telling me that she didn't even do the nude or anything. She actually walked around the resort the whole time. She stayed on the resort for a few days, and they had, you know, they wore like togas and stuff like that to different parts of them, but people really do participate in the nudity. And I was like, and she was like, "I would have participated in the nudity," and she said, "I felt uncomfortable with it, but there's people who were not as flattering, who were comfortable with it. Like, that's them being comfortable in their skin. I understand it. I'm comfortable in my skin, but I don't need somebody looking at my stuff. I just don't want them looking at me. I mean, if it's just me and him on the beach, then yeah, that's fine. We can do some things. But I don't need strange white men asking me if my boobs are real, and you know, I don't
care. Look at me, shit. Don't nobody look at my ass, no way. Look at me, damn it. I am here. Look at me. Ask me questions,
girl. You got women looking at you, so people look at you.
Oh well, yeah.
Taylor,
okay.
I look at you, Taylor. If you're in the area.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, it's that sweet and
that sounds like some old prison song shit. That sounds like some old prison song shit. Yep. Oh, yeah. That's straight prison zone status. That was prison zone status, yeah.
It wasn't.
Precious, look at it. Yes, it was.
Yep, that's exactly what it sounded like. It sounds like something that your grandma would say, you know, "Oh, ain't that precious? Ain't him precious.
Oh, I didn't even.
Look at him trying
man.
To be. Look at him trying to be friendly. Ain't him precious? Yeah. Huh?
That's not how I meant it. My bad. I'm sorry. That's not how I meant it. But yeah,
tell
like,
her,
I wouldn't care.
Even if you did tell her, I'm palming your ass as soon as I see it. So.
Oh, speaking of that, right? Sidebar for a second. So I went to the store the other day, and I said, I need a new pair of jeans. Tell me why my little size that I can't wear it no more. I can fit it around the waist, but my booty got big. So now I can't. I need a size up. I was in the dressing room like, what? My booty got big, y'all. I'm sorry. I wanted to share that. My booty got a little big.
You know who you give credit to that to, right?
Mm-mm.
Give credit to your little summertime friend.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, she can't remember. When was the last time you talked to him? Can you remember his name?
What's today? Today is Friday. Wait. Shut up. Wait a minute. Today is Friday. I spoke to him. What's wait, Friday? Like, wait. Tuesday?
I am done.
Tuesday. I spoke to him on Tuesday, but I've been avoiding his Skype. Like, I don't.
Why?
Because, oh my God. So, I told you that, you know, we had talked.
I hope he doesn't listen to this show. I hope he doesn't, but okay.
Yeah, I just thought of that. But anyway, too late to go back now. He is a long-winded. He is a long-winded. Like, I like to talk, but he loves to talk. Bruh, okay. Listen, all right. It is now 3:30 in the morning. Okay, we still chatting. Okay, it is 4:15. Okay, it is 5:25. Listen, I got about 2 hours before all these little people get up and they start wanting stuff. I'm trying to go to bed, and you telling me about everything under the sun. Like, okay. He is long-winded, so I've been avoiding his Skypes since, like, Tuesday. I can't. Like, I don't mind talking,
was he not long-winded in person? I mean, maybe he misses you. Maybe he wants to talk to you now, being that he can't see you as much as he would like to.
Well, okay. When we was hanging out, he wasn't that long-winded.
Okay, he had much. It's not here today.
Well, yeah, he was long-winded in other areas, but, I mean, now it's just like, all right.
That's why you complaining. Why? So, he is okay, so when he was up to visit, he didn't have to talk. The sex was long-winded. So now that he can't get the sex, he's taking that stamina and putting it into how he wants to make you feel mentally and talk to you. Bam. That's that shit right there.
I don't need that much mental stimulation. I don't need it.
So
I don't need it.
Right?
I'm sorry.
So
I don't need it. I don't need 7, 8, 9 hours. Like, I mean, not for nothing. Like, he's a cool dude. Don't get me wrong. Like, he's a real cool dude. We get along really well. But it's just like, bruh, I need to go to bed because, like, he was here and he saw the little craziness I have happening at certain points of the day. He didn't meet them, but he's, like, seeing me out with them and the chaos that they create. I'm like, man, listen. The latest I stay up nowadays is like 1:30, 2 o'clock maybe. So for me to be up Skyping with you at like 5 in the morning is too much. It's too much. I can't do it. And then I gotta try and be quiet because you know the little people they spidey senses. Oh, she up. I'm just gonna start creating a ruckus just because. And nobody wants that at like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't even want that 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. It's just too
Taylor's
much.
A nigga. Taylor's
I'm
Why does everybody? You know what? You're the second. Matter of fact, you're the third person this week to tell me that. Why is that? I am not. I am not a dude. Why do people keep telling me that?
It's because
you're a nigga.
You do
men like things. You do men like things.
Yeah. You do it. I mean, even my best friend said.
That sounds like some shit I would do. That sounds like some shit I would do. Yeah. That sounds like something I would do. If I don't want to hear you talk, like, listen, all right, I'll be on the phone with you. I'll be on Skype with you. But if you long-winded as shit, listen, you're not going to keep me up all fucking night. You're not going to sit up there and talk my ear off to death. Listen, what we're going to do is we're going to have a nice little conversation. And if you're not over here fucking me, then you might as well just call
Damn.
It simple conversation. See? An hour. You might as well have an hour of conversation time, and then after that, I'm going on my fucking business. It's getting on my goddamn nerves at this point in time.
And not only that, but listen. So not only is he long with it, now
we like to talk down here. I can listen to a man talk as long as he ain't saying nothing stupid.
Now he is cyber stalking me. He has
you
followed
with
like
a dog on internet stalker.
Like he's
wait,
like
hold on,
he
hold
tried
on,
to.
Hold on. Time out. If you are listening right now, Taylor Summer friend, please call in.
Yes.
We want to hear all the good juicy details.
No, you don't. Don't you call in. If you call in,
call
I promise. Don't you? You better not do it.
You
better
still
not do it.
Get the goods. I promise you.
We're not friends on Facebook. I blocked him on Facebook. I had to block him.
Why?
I'm not telling you.
Inbox me his name.
No, I'm not telling you. No, because you're not about to find him on Facebook. No. Moving
yes,
right along.
I want to know what country you're listening to. I need to see it.
Mm-mm.
Are you ashamed
no.
of him? Why don't you
no,
want your
I'm
family
not.
Here on the Friday nightcap not to see him? You don't want to introduce him to us? You're ashamed. Are you ashamed
of him? I'm moving right along. Like I was saying, now he's tried to be friends with me on Facebook. Like, he's tried to follow my Instagram. Like, you're trying to follow me on Tumblr. Like, you're trying to follow me on Twitter. Like, no. No.
What's his Tumblr?
He just made it. That's what I'm
okay,
saying.
So I need his
what's
Instagram and his Facebook and his Twitter because I need to know
no,
who
I'm not. I'm not giving you none of that. No.
Give me a Tumblr.
No.
Why not? Give me a Tumblr.
You,
I'm not gonna,
you know the man in the suit information.
Yeah.
You've seen what the truck driver looks like because of my Instagram. What?
Mm-hmm.
We're selfish and telling each other things now. I will rethink this friendship.
Y'all got a relationship. Y'all got a friendship. Y'all got a long distance.
I'm going to rethink this thing.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Come to think about it. Didn't you quit me like 2 weeks ago? I don't have to give you nothing. Didn't you quit me 2 weeks ago? That's what you said. You said you quit me. I ain't telling you nothing.
Oh, shit. Well, damn.
Yes. She giving out pink slips, purple slips, orange slips, all that. She giving out everything.
Yeah, she cutting off every fucking body. I'm surprised
yeah.
I ain't been on mute yet. Shit.
You better be glad I'm drinking this pineapple wine.
What the hell? Wait a minute.
She's threatening people already. She's threatening everybody
what
already.
What the hell? Wait a minute.
What the
pineapple hell?
Wine got to do with whatever.
Exactly. What is that?
Pineapple wine is wine. It's just made out of pineapple instead of grape.
You don't need
made
no damn
pineapple
wine to mute me. Don't use it as an excuse.
And plus, I've had tequila today, so guess what?
Somebody getting that phone call. Some chair is getting
okay.
at work tonight. Some chair is getting to work.
Yeah, listen. So listen.
That
yeah,
chair going
to
get that work tonight.
I have to work tomorrow.
That chair
going to
get that
so.
Work.
After,
no, she, no.
I'm glad you brought that up because she made a post a couple of days ago talking about her dancing in the chair. And I was like, don't your chair owe you like 30 G's already?
So the listening world may not know what I do for a living outside of this, but I have to dial manually, like from like 7 to 9:30 at night. So I'm not talking to anybody. I'm just making random ass phone calls to talk to some clients, but they're not picking up the phone. So I have the headphones on a lot of times, and so my shuffle goes crazy. And so I was like, oh, okay. Like, I could be listening to a gospel song, and next thing you know, some booty talking to Simone. Don't judge my phone. It's got all types of songs.
Some old Uncle Luke, Miami, back in the day, booty popping, pop that pussy. Yes. That chair gets to work.
And then, it's a whole bunch of stuff in there. And so my chair sometimes gets some of the best freaking lap dances because I be sitting here just getting it. And just, you know, I'm doing my work and booty popping at the same time. So don't judge me. Shit. My job. It keeps me entertained. It keeps me from... my chair gets about 3 good dances a day. 3 good ones. Like, it may be every now and again that it may be like, oh, okay, yeah, I like this song. But
3 long lap dances
on the ceiling come on. I'm talking about 3 good lap dances every day. My chair gets it. Really, really nasty butt. Really?
It came from the top. It didn't come from the bottom.
Don't judge me. Shut up. But
no, get that word.
Wine is something that I found in the Total Wine today because I wanted to go by the Total Wine store. And I was like, what is a different wine that I could try? And so I had already tried an apple wine, and I like muscadine wine, if you know what a muscadine is. So I was like, let me try this pineapple wine. It looks different. It tastes different. It's just a little different. It's a little different. But it's good.
It still got the same effect of getting you drunk.
Right. And it's, you know, it's 12% alcohol.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Yeah. And it's made from 100% pure 100% natural pineapples. So it's nothing but
pineapple. Anybody worry about that?
Jerk.
Yes. No, I'm an asshole. Other people call me a jerk. I tell them the same thing. I'm an asshole. No. Can't call me a jerk. Jerk is like childish
shit. Okay, so let's go back to some of these things that people suggested on my Facebook page today. All right. So, topic. I'm just scrolling down ahead. I got a whole lot of crap on my Facebook today and talking to y'all too much.
You're talking to people on Facebook too much?
Yeah, I've been talking to some of y'all too much. So, Angela, no, I talk to you enough on Friday nights. I can't talk to you every day.
Yeah, all you need is like a couple hours with me. That's it.
That's all I need. 2 hours a week. I'm good. Any other time, I don't need to talk to you. Angela asked, how to go in their relationships that... Yes, Angela is awesome. Love Angela. Angela asks, how do those in relationships that seem to have some distance between them relieve sexual tension with their partner? Do they webcam, video chat, phone sex, another partner? They would like to know how this works out for you all. show. Angela, seeing that I am the queen of long-distance relationships, because I do not date motherfuckers that live in my goddamn city. So, Skype is awesome. Unsex is awesome. Depending on who it is, like, I can get away with certain things. Like, example, with, let's say, well, this is my friend that lives in Cali. We're friends. We're not boyfriend, girlfriend. But he kind of knows that I have sexual needs. So he knows about the truck driver. He knows him. He knows about him. He knows that I have another partner. So he doesn't trip off of it. You know? So some people you can get away with stuff. Like, now I can't tell the truck driver about him. But, you know, it is what it is. You know I've been drinking. Don't do it. Don't do this.
I didn't do anything. I never do anything. I sit back and relax and chill. Yeah, I know this already.
Okay. But yeah. So yeah, I do long distance relationships. They work out better for me because I tend to get tired of people. If I see you all the time, you'll get on my nerves. Like I could really accept the fact that my husband could possibly be a truck driver. I accept that.
Nigga move.
Huh?
Huh?
You say that's a nigga move.
Huh?
Did you say that's a nigga move?
Go ahead and talk about what you're talking about, Amaj.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can accept the fact that my husband wouldn't always be at home. You don't to stop acting like this, Tommy. That was it. Are you trying to be funny because you know I've been drinking?
Like, oh, snap. And I'm mad that's you was fine. Really trying to figure out what he was saying. Like, you was really confused.
You should just get all of my nuts on air. Okay? I'll get all of the yellow of it. Because,
and you was really trying to figure it out. What you say? Say it again.
Listen, you don't pay me no never mind when I be saying shit no way. So just keep on talking. That's all I'm saying.
You don't get my ass about that. I'm done.
I'm sorry. You don't deal with me like that. I'm sorry. No. Mm-mm. No.
And you quit me. So.
Who quit you? Taylor did?
No, Amaz
gotcha.
Quit me. So I can't help her in that department either. She quit me.
That's fine. I quit the both of you, motherfuckers. I don't care. How about them apples? How about that? Rolls my eyes because y'all are colored.
I don't know. I've never actually been in a long distance relationship, and I don't think that I would do well in a long distance relationship. Because
we can tell because you don't even let talk to little boys anymore. You've been dodging them since Tuesday. What?
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying she called him a little boy. That's
exactly.
It.
Like,
she called him a little boy.
Yeah, like he's not an adult. Like, I hope nobody just chimed in and was like, oh, she messing with a little boy. Don't go on my Facebook talking about messing with a little boy. He is a grown man. He is 33, okay? He's a grown man. Don't
that
be on my
boy.
Facebook. Don't be on my
said,
Facebook
talk
talking about
him. She said, you don't think it could work because you don't like talking to little boys. What?
Don't be on my Facebook page talking about, I ain't know you like little boys.
getting me in a world of
we're
trouble.
We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about ages in a little bit.
But I don't think I would do well in a long distance relationship because, you know, believe it or not, I am actually like I'm very affectionate and cuddly. I like to cuddle and snuggle and stuff like that, and I like to do all that that relationship stuff. So I don't think I would do well in a long distance relationship. Like if it's like you're gone for business for a little bit, I think I could be cool, but just like months on end. And then on top of that, I'm not, you know, willy-nilly with my stuff. So I'm not just going to be like, well, you ain't here and him down the street look good because I have fear of the cootie.
Him downstairs.
Shut up, stupid. But I have a fear of, like, the cooties, and I don't want no more kids, and I just, So I wouldn't be the type to just be like, let me just go down. No, I'm not going to do it. So I don't think I would do well.
Hey, it's not that I don't like to cuddle. I never said I didn't like to cuddle. I just don't need you in my space 24/7. Like, I'm okay. I don't have to see you every single day. I can talk to you every day. That's not a problem. I just don't need to see you all the time. And some my distance are great distance. Like, it's not just like, oh, down the street type stuff. Like, yeah, the truck driver is, what, an hour and a half away? Like, he lives an hour and a half away from me. But with the man in the suit, that's different. Like, I literally have to get on a plane to go see him. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just different things. Like, it makes the time that we do spend better because we're not going to spend that time arguing about some stupid shit. We're going to actually spend time talking to each other and missing each, you know, saying, oh, I missed you and I missed this and this, that, and the third. But at the end of the day, I'm ready to go home. Like, I done seen you for 5 days. 5 days. Straight. I done woke up to you. I done went to sleep to you. You done got on my nerves. And I'm ready to go home now. So I can be in the quiet of my house. And so that's my thing. Like, I need quiet moments. And sometimes my quiet moments can last a month because I need you to shut the fuck up. Because all that goddamn talking you was doing in 5 days, you done pissed me the fuck off, so I'm tired. So, yeah, I just can't do it. And then my friend D in the chat room says that before him and his wife got married, he lived in North Carolina and she lived in Georgia. And so long-distance relationships do work. They do create marriages, and it's awesome. But, yeah, I just can't do it. Oh,
well,
Lord,
I will say,
Lord, I'm trying to sit on my
I will say that I've been in a long-distance relationship before. And with me, I'm a bit different. Like, I don't mind if you go ahead and you do what you do as long as you're, you know, not falling in love with the motherfucker or not getting in no fucking serious trouble with that motherfucker, no babies by that motherfucker, and no diseases from that motherfucker. Like, pretty much, I'm, you know.
So many MS. I'm just joking.
Because they're motherfuckers. Are they not motherfuckers? You know, they're motherfuckers, you know.
Oh, God. I can't with you. Oh, Jesus. I can't. Jesus, take the wheel.
What you mean you can't?
Just Jesus, take the wheel.
What you mean you can't? Jesus, they have nothing to do with this one right now. I heard Jesus call it a couple different times, but they had nothing to do with church.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, so, you know, don't worry about that. It's all right. Yeah. But, yeah,
oh,
you know,
what?
I'm not the type
what?
To. What?
Sad,
I'm
we
not
don't
the type to be all up
in
there.
No, that's
what
not because of you. Never mind. This chick, I don't really care to. Never mind. I'm going to have to get rid of her on my Facebook page because I don't like talking
about
her.
What happened?
What
she do?
She comments on stuff. Like, I just feel like sometimes That bitch kills my vibe. That's all that is. That's all I have for. She's just different.
Don't tell that bitch don't kill your vibe. You ain't got to necessarily say it. Just post up a little meme. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. You know, there's the Family Guy meme where Peter got his collar turned up with the shades on, with the point, where he got his fingers pointed, and they got bitch, don't kill my vibe on it. Yeah, you do that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was something else that I wanted to ask you all, and I never forgot what it was. Just that quick, because I'm just, I don't know. I have nothing.
Okay, well, you know, don't cry on my face. You know, I'm a simple kind of guy. I don't have to talk to you every day. I don't have to see you every day. You know, if I really want to be around you, I know how to get in contact with you. Because me, I don't miss people easily. So, like, if I miss you, then that means I haven't seen you for a good while. That means I actually really miss you versus it being, oh, well, I ain't seen you in, like, 2 days. I really miss you. No, you don't. No, you don't. You didn't really miss me that much. And I understand some people, they really do miss you after, like, a day or two, but not me. No, I don't miss you. No, I need for you to go home. I need for you to get away from me.
Okay. Well, good. I understand that you don't miss people easily. But see, for me, I may not miss, like, everything about a person. Like, there's certain things about certain people I miss. Does that make sense? Because, like, I miss having certain conversations. Like, I like having face-to-face conversations. Like, it does something for me. I like to see your expressions. I like to see how something affects you that you're talking about. And I think that's one of those things that I miss when I get to see the man in the suit, because I don't get to see him that often. But when he talks about stuff that he wants to talk about, I miss seeing those facial expressions. You know what I mean? Like, those little things I might miss. So I'll miss that about you. And I'll miss, like, certain things about the truck driver. Like, oh, he makes me laugh, and his jokes are super corny, but they are funny as shit, but they're corny too. So I was like, oh, okay, you ain't got good goddamn fit. So there's just certain things about different people that I miss. Like, but then when I get tired of it, I'd be like, okay, I'm going home now. Like, okay.
You're a nigga, so, too.
Huh?
Say, you're a nigga, too.
And there's certain things about me that I do that are due to like.
Nigga-like.
We learned last week that I will fuck you and quit you all in the same breath. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, that's just me. That's most people.
Huh?
Yeah, I know a lot of people like that. They just, it's more so the people who equate sex, good sex, to, you know, a good relationship, you know, because some people who like to have good sex can be with a person who has good sex, even if they are a shitty type of person. But because the sex is good, it'll make everything else all right. You know, so, like, I've met some people, like, I met a girl who said her heart was in her vagina, which is technically true for a lot of women. They just don't realize it. You know, your emotions tie into sex. If the sex is good, your emotions are going to be at an all-time fucking high. Unless you're just like the type that just don't really feed into the sex, but most women do. Just saying.
Gotcha. Gotcha, 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 gotcha. Let's go back. I lost my little page I was on because I was over here exploring the face of the book.
The book of faces?
The book of different faces. Because there's some different looking motherfuckers out here in this goddamn world.
Okay. All right. Now I got something to say, right? You know something to say. Right?
I'm ready.
Don't be ready to kill yourself or nothing like that. I'm tell y'all something, right? Stop issuing all these motherfucking challenges to ugly ass people. Stop it.
Oh yeah. I'm so thankful I'm not ugly. Thanks.
Some people are not allowed to do picture challenges, especially if you, for one, are ugly. Two, your kids are ugly. Three, the person you date is ugly. Four, just your whole fucking family is ugly. Stop it.
Kids are off limits. You can't call my kid ugly. You can't do that.
Bullshit, if there's an ugly kid, there's an ugly kid. I've seen some ugly kids.
Call the child ugly. You say that their outfit is cute. Jeez.
Listen, you just say that kid is malnourished in the department of good looks.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, it is now 11:30. It's safe to say that the comment of the night goes to Thomas. They are malnourished in the looks department.
I can't. I'm not participating in that shit.
And stop nominating people for shit they ain't got shit to do with. Don't nominate nobody knowing that they ain't got no damn job. Talk about, oh, I'm going to nominate you for the job challenge. Bitch, you know you ain't got no job. You know they ain't got no fucking job. Stop nominating them for shit.
I can't even laugh.
I'm going to, Thomas, I agree with you. Real talk, last night, I got up in the middle of the night. I went and I got a glass of water and I got a brownie. So then I was like, okay, well, I'm up for a little bit. Let me just, scroll through my phone. I saw this picture challenge one of my friends had commented on this picture. And Facebook tell your business. Facebook will tell you if you comment on somebody's picture, you liked it, whether you liked the group, whatever, they tell your business. And I saw that this particular person went on this person's, the picture and was like, wow, you look real, you look good in your pictures. I'm like, what pictures are you looking at? That thing scared me so bad, I got off my phone and put down my snack and I went back to sleep. I couldn't deal with it. She was real different looking. I've never seen something so different in all my life. Her whole face looked like, all my life I had to fight. That's what her face looked like. Who nominated you for the pretty challenge? Who did that? Somebody that's not your friend. Somebody that's not your friend nominated you for that.
I think that people need to understand that when you nominate people for shit, don't nominate them based on what you think about them. Nominate them on what's politically correct. Nominate them for if there was somebody out there.
Okay, politically correct ways to nominate people for challenges. Never knew
right.
It.
Don't nominate them because you think that they look good. Because if you go to the club with them,
everybody looks good. Everybody in God's eyes is special and unique. That's why God created them the way they did.
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it. If you go to the club, and you got all your girls with you, and it's a whole team of dudes that look good, they smell good, they doing everything right, and she the only one that didn't get picked, she not right for the pretty challenge. She's not right.
Oh my God.
Hey, listen. Listen,
okay, here's another one. If you decide...
I don't want to hear it.
No, I'm not going to repeat it. If the person that you nominated looks like Gizmo after you pour water on them, I don't think that you should be taking pictures. You do not need to take selfies. This all started with taking selfies. Everybody is not qualified to take selfies. If you look like Gizmo after 12 o'clock, after he eats, after he has water poured on him, do not take selfies and do not post your picture for the pretty challenge.
For
some
those
people
of
shouldn't
you,
be allowed to have a fucking camera.
I'm so glad that I did not suffer from anybody's low self-esteem or anything else, because you all have torn up so many people's self-esteem at this point. I need y'all to stop.
Okay, and sidebar, for all of you people that don't know what Gizmo is, okay, I don't, the Gremlins, okay, it was a movie back in the 80s, the little monkey, Gizmo, you know, you can't feed him after 12 o'clock, you can't pull water on him. What was he? It was a monkey.
I don't know. It was a gremlin. It was a fucking gremlin.
Okay, he was a gremlin. He was cute, but you couldn't feed him after 12 o'clock and you couldn't put water on him. After you did that, that's when most of you that are doing the pretty challenge, that's what you look like. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you that, but yes, that's what you look like. You look like gremlin. You
I
look
tried.
Like Gizmo after 12
him
o'clock
that the world was beautiful,
after you feed him.
I tried.
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, it's...
The world is not beautiful. It's not. It's not. It's really fucking not. The beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
People.
Yes. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But the world is
some people
not beautiful.
Are not don't need to, some people just don't need to be seen with my eyes. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. Hey, listen, right?
I can't
I'm going to tell you right
all.
Now.
I can't. You all are
going to tell you, right? If you look like Dave Chappelle in the daggone Eddie Murphy, and when he was in daggone Nutty Professor, you are not allowed to take any selfies. This is a no selfie zone for you. If you look like you can star in a modern day horror film, you are not allowed to take selfies.
Oh, God.
And some of you bitches are starring on a regular basis.
So disrespectful. Oh my gosh.
Some of these niggas too. Some of these niggas too. These niggas running around here looking like Leatherface. I don't want to see that shit.
Wait, a what?
Looking
Leatherface,
like Leatherface.
Texas Chainsaw.
Oh my god. Oh my god. My eyes hurt. Oh my god. There's something in my eye other than my eyeball.
I'm sorry. Listen, I got a real big problem. I got a problem with certain shit, right? And it's not a problem, but it's just some shit I don't necessarily agree with. Now, listen, I know the beards are in and all that good shit, you know, but not every nigga wants to have a big-ass fucking beard. My fucking beard don't grow that fucking big, and the shit bothers me. So I know it got to bother y'all. So if
you, know
you
what?
Got you this big-ass beard, stop it.
I think that is the most. I think that is the most disgusting thing I have ever seen. Because all I can picture is that if we go out on a date and you're eating and something gets caught in it, because I don't have any of the sense that God gave me, I'm not gonna say anything and I'm just gonna let that piece of corn sit there all night long, and I'm gonna try and see what else is gonna go in there, and I'm gonna try and play connect the dots. Because I don't have any innocence that God gave me. I'm not going to say a word. I think that is so disgusting. And
oh, don't
especially
let that
like,
motherfucker try and kiss you neither.
Oh, and like when they start to braid it and do shit with it, like why are you putting beads on it? Nigga, you are not Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean. If you don't get that little nasty-ass bead out of that beard, you trying to corn roll it in. What are you doing? That is disgusting. That is so gross. That is gross. Oh, my God.
Okay, can we stop talking about this?
No, I got just one more thing to say. Now, granted, I may have said some things that might have offended you, and with good reason. But I just wanted to let you know that there's somebody that's out there that would probably feel the same way that I do or probably feel the opposite of me. But I just wanted to let you know personally from the bottom of my fucking heart, I don't give a fuck. Thank you.
Thomas. You're welcome.
Well, I mean, not for
nothing. I have a gift for you, Tommy.
You got what for me?
Okay. I have a gift for you.
What's that?
I'm going to sit it right on your Facebook page. Go take a look.
I boycotted Facebook for a little bit.
Well, you should go look.
See, I just want to let you know that you started this because you said anything goes tonight, and you were yelling at us early, first thing this morning.
I didn't yell. You were yelling.
That thing was all caps. I'm like, why is she screaming at me first thing in the morning? Great.
Listen, I'm
at
work. I'm like, I ain't even listening to this bitch right now. She, I'm at work. Mm-hmm. She yelling at us and shit. Hell no.
I said, great. Another person yelling at me first thing in the morning. How great. All right. Whatever. Okay.
I got to deal with my fucking boss all morning. She like, she moody and shit. I don't know what the fuck's her problem, but she all moody and shit. She want nitpicking shit about nothing at all. Fuck is wrong with her. But nevertheless,
maybe she needed some good.
But she got somebody. She got somebody. And clearly they ain't doing their fucking job. There should be no reason as to why someone should be, no one should be that fucking cranky early in the morning. Yeah, there's no reason for you to be cranky early in the morning. You got your coffee, you got everything else, you know. You should have got you some dick or some head or whatever in the morning before you left, because clearly I don't want to deal with your bullshit when you come to work. I don't. I'm not tolerating this shit. I'm not. I very much say what the fuck I feel. I say what the fuck is on my mind. If you're in the wrong, you're in the fucking wrong. Don't come to me with no bullshit. I don't fucking like people. I don't like people that much, and so you're just going to have to either tell your boss to get rid of me, or you want to fucking deal with me, plain and simple. Who's it?
Well, you should have helped her out. You should have found her. You should have bent her over a chair and helped her out.
No, this bitch looks like Freddy Krueger.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, Jesus.
Like Freddy Krueger has the little burn marks and stuff. That's what she looked like to me. She looked like Freddy Krueger to me. No. The answer is no. Instantly no.
Oh. Okay.
Kill yourself, Amaj.
What?
Just for that, now I have to be extra. Now I have to fuck with you just for the rest of the night, just because. You want to do shit? Okay, now we can do shit. You want to play, huh? Now we're going to play. Mm.
Oh, Taylor, you have a gift.
Little short ass. Little short ass. That's why I'm going to take every stool and every step ladder, and I'm going to make everything in your fucking house 6 feet tall and not give you nothing for you to reach it. I'm going to make sure your fucking refrigerator is on the ceiling.
Holy shit. Really, Amaz?
You're going to need a fucking fireman's pole. You're going to need a fucking fireman's pole to get in your fucking bed. I swear to God.
Oh my God, no, I wasn't ready.
Every night.
I wasn't ready. Wow. Dudes were some fly ass monkeys, though. They thought they was sexy.
No, they wasn't. Why you got these little babies up here? Stop it. Why you got people kids up here, Maj? Stop it. This is not allowed.
I'm in tears.
Not with this shit.
God, I can't breathe.
And then you wonder why I cut the fuck up when I be on this goddamn show.
I need to do it later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Wow. Wow.
And then you wonder.
Okay.
You
for anyone,
and then you wonder why I cut up, right? Don't call my mother.
That's wondering. Okay. Well, Amaz, I guess you can post it on my page. Anyone that's listening and you're wondering what...
Don't go on her page.
I posted it
on both of your pages.
Okay, well, now the picture is now on my page, so you can go to my Taylor Danes page and you can see what the hoopla is about, because Amaz just, I don't even know how to describe what she did. It's wow.
Amaz is being an asshole. Amaz is being a total asshole. Don't nobody want to see that shit.
Wait a minute, Thomas. I already got payback for you. Listen, I don't want no more fucking gifts from you.
Everything in your house is going to be 6 foot five.
Let me tell you, this one.
Nope. Everything in your house is going to be 6 foot five with no step ladders. I'm going to make sure your daughter is taller than you by the time she reaches 15. Quit playing.
My daughter is going to be taller than me. I've accepted the fact of that. So you're telling me that.
I want her to be like 6 foot five. I want her to be like 6 foot five, picking you up, talking about, look, Mom, look what I can do.
All right, so Thomas, listen. So Thomas, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, I have a question. So it was brought to my attention through a friend of mine that how can I word this? So
however it comes out.
Basically, her and her boyfriend broke up. They were living together. He moved out. But he now is engaged to another woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she is still single.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue now is that the ex is, like, trying to, I guess, play games with her in a sense, because he's engaged to this other girl, but he's like still trying to be with her, or he doesn't want her dating anybody else. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, he don't want her, but he just want her to be single. They have no kids together, no nothing. Like, they just broke up. Why is that? Why is he doing that?
Okay. First off, let me just say this here. Amaz, I'm going to kick your ass. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Again?
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Amaz ain't going to have a fucking house. She ain't going to be able to get into her fucking house. Her whole keyhole, her whole fucking thing is going to be upside down. She's not going to be able to reach shit in her house. But, you know, sometimes some niggas do shit like that. I mean, not niggas, but men in general. Right, see? I'm going to kill Amaz. You know, but, you know, like, it's, like, no.
I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry for that obnoxious-ass laugh that I just let out. But that was hilarious, Amaz. You need to stop. You need to stop right now. Right now. You are in timeout.
Jump off the bridge.
You are in timeout right now. 2 minutes just for you.
I'm about to ban her from my page. I'm about to ban her from my page for, like, an hour.
Don't delete me, Thomas. I'm here for you.
Huh?
I care. Don't delete me, Thomas. I'm here for you. I care.
No, you don't. Stop it. Nobody cares about that shit. But, yeah, nevertheless, you know, some dudes do that, you know, versus just letting shit go, because sometimes they don't want to let go. And that's all it really is. I've done it before, you know, play games, X, Y, and Z, so on and so forth, you know, just to do it, because the power is still there, ultimately. That's what it's really about. The power is still there. You know, my advice to her, go do one of two things. Find a way to get over that motherfucker, or find someone to help you get over that motherfucker. Because right now, all he's going to do is just sit up there and do this. Hey, what's up? How you doing? You know I'm getting married, right? But I still miss you. You know, I miss the times we had, and, you know, I miss the different things we used to do. But I'm still getting married, though. But I just wanted you to know that I miss you. You know, and if things would work out differently, then I probably would have been getting married to you at some point in time. But I'm not sure when. But, you know, we probably would have went down that road somewhere. You know, I've seen it. I've done it. That's what happens, you know. My best advice to you, if the motherfucker not putting no action behind what he's saying, don't fucking worry about it. Like, certain things, with certain people in general, you have to give that kind of you have to do things in that kind of way for certain people. Because some people are really good with their words, but don't put any action behind it. And either some motherfuckers are really good with their actions, but don't really say anything about what they're doing. So, you know, just got to kind of put your best foot forward, step out on a leap of faith, and just go ahead and just see what happens with life. Because if you wait for a motherfucker to sit back and stop whatever they're doing so that way they can come be with you, no, that's not the person you want to do. That's not the person you want to deal with. You want to deal with somebody who can keep you in mind as they're doing what they're doing and you're doing what you're doing. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, y'all are both going to be doing two different things, you know, whether it be in your personal life, your business life, or whatever. But ultimately, y'all should be on the same accord. Hey, we both want the same thing. We're just going about different paths of doing it. That's when you can really say, okay, hey, this is a person I can be with because of the simple fact. They understand that I'm on my path. I understand that they're on their path, and we're still trying to make things work in the process. Is it going to come with bumps? Sure. They're going to come with headache? Hell yeah. Is it going to come with fucking arguments? Of fucking course. But it's all worth it in the long run. And even if it isn't, things don't end up the way that y'all want it to, you still have the experience of knowing what is what.
Well, Stacey, that is Thomas's advice for you. So get moving, honey.
Mm-hmm. Come see me. I make sure you get everything situated.
No. Stacey can't come see you. No.
What the fuck are you to tell me that Stacey can't come see me?
Stacey can't come see you because Stacey is not.
Who is Stacey? And where did she come from?
Stacey is from my hometown, and Stacey is a sweet and loving woman. Stacey is not someone that you... She is a wholesome and sweet woman, Thomas. She is not about to let you corrupt her. Mm-mm. No.
No. Wait, hold on. Time to fuck out, right? Because let me explain something to you, Taylor. I don't give a fuck who you are. Everyone corrupts everyone.
No.
Yes. Because technically, when you deal with someone, you're corrupting who they are to learn how to deal with you. And so by them doing that, they're learning how to deal with you, and you're learning how to deal with them. And when y'all do that, y'all take on each other's characters. Y'all take on little mannerisms and little sayings and little habits. Y'all corrupting each other. So I don't want to hear that shit. Everybody's corrupting everybody.
I don't corrupt people.
If you handing out PDF files, somebody is corrupted.
No, what I'm saying is this. I don't think I corrupt people. I just bring out the things that they're scared to, you know, do inside. I just bring it out of them. They're already corrupted. I just bring it out of them.
No. They're not corrupted. See, what happens is, right, you train them to a certain degree. Even if you don't want to believe it, you train them. You train them. Because I train them, too. I know a trainer when I see one. I have a really good sixth sense.
An animal.
I have a sixth sense for finding freaks. Freaks and people who are willing to shut up.
I'm not a freak.
Shut the hell up. Everything about you just screams freak.
What? No, it doesn't. My
everything about you just
screams freak. No, it don't.
If you don't know what the signs are to look for a freak, then you wouldn't know now, would you?
Okay, so what are some signs? Ooh, that's a good question. What are some signs to tell that someone is a freak? Hey, wait a minute. What is this 336 number? Just saw you pop up in the little thing here. In a minute.
Somebody from North Carolina.
Right, like that's my area code. Like, so I need to know who's listening.
I know that area code very well.
Oh, okay. Because one of your friends, I noticed that one of your friends, she's from Greensboro. Ah, I did notice that. She's in the group. She's from the same place I
yeah.
am.
Yeah.
Awesome. Maybe we can go out for drinks.
Mm-mm.
I don't corrupt people.
Oh, yeah, y'all can go out
for drinks.
Let's bring out
the difference.
Yeah,
okay,
y'all can go out for
so listen, okay, back to the question. What are some signs of a freak?
Okay. Now, you know, there are a lot of stereotypical signs, you know. They say if you're, you know, just all willy-nilly about talking about sex, you're a freak. No, that's not it. It's the ones that you really get into talking about having sex. Because anybody can talk about sex, but it's the ones that really have like that, that certain kind of natural ability to just draw it out of people. You know, because some people can actually have a conversation about sex and you just look at them like, oh, you're not really about that life. You want some bullshit. You know, because you could tell in the stuff that they say. But somebody who's a freak, you can actually feed off their energy, because people who are freaks exude a sexual kind of energy. If you haven't realized it yet, they do. Some people have a very sexual vibe to them. You know, that doesn't always constitute a freak, but those are some of the signs, you know, like that's one of the things that you'll be like, oh, okay, you can kind of see or you can kind of feel their aura as far as, you know, in a sexual way, like, oh, okay, yeah, this person has a very strong sexual vibe. And the ones who have a very strong sexual vibe generally tend to be, you know, a little bit more on the freakier side than those who don't. You know, see me, I read auras. So like I can tell certain things about people before we ever have a conversation. I can tell your body language. I can read everything about you before I ever have talked to you. So
it looks as though that 336 caller wants to have a conversation with us. So we're going to get them in on this conversation as well. Hey, it's 336.
Hey, this is Clay Thomas Williams.
Hi,
hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm enjoying your topic.
All righty. Glad to hear it.
Good. We're just kind of all over the place tonight because I kind of told these crazy people that they could do whatever they want.
First of all, I'm not going to be too many more name calling. I just told you. Wait, today's Friday. I didn't take. Never mind. You know what? Carry on. I am a little crazy today. Never mind. Carry on. But I ain't going to be too many more
crazy
today,
Taylor. Why are you a little bit crazy today, Taylor?
Because today is Friday and I didn't take my meds today or yesterday or the day before that.
What are your meds, Taylor?
Some pill, some dick. She needed. Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry. We got company. Sorry.
Hi.
I said that out loud.
Hi. How you doing? Company? Ms. Williams, was it?
Yes.
How you doing, Ms. Williams? My name is Thomas Anthony Carter. You were on the Nightcap Show, and I'm not sure if you're aware, but we cuss, we drink, we talk about sex, and we say anything that comes to our damn mind. So,
well, this is right where the hell I need to be.
Good enough for me. Now that we have company, the company has been introduced. Say what the fuck is on your goddamn mind.
This train is officially derailed.
Oh, my goodness.
We are somewhat civilized.
So the question at hand at this point now is, what are some signs of a freak? Ms. Williams, share what, you know, some signs that you may think that a freak may have.
Well, it's not too many signs. It's not like somebody's wearing a sign on their forehead. I mean, to me, it's the quiet people, the unassuming people that you got to watch out for.
Say that one more time. Say it again.
It's the quiet, unassuming people.
I was getting
They'll
into
have
that too.
Sucking your thumb, sitting in the fetal position, trying to figure out what the hell just happened.
Uh oh. That sounds like somebody online that always say that. But I'm not going to say no names.
Amaj. I will. No. I'll say names.
Damn.
I say some names. I just got here. Let me know what's going on.
Listen, wait a minute. Now before you stumble over that lie, I just want to let you know that people can go back and check the archives since we've been doing the show live, and I'm pretty certain that there are a few times throughout the whole series of the archives where you have mentioned that you will send somebody home crying to their mama. I just wanted to put that out there. Before you attempt to tell this lie that's going to fall out your mouth, I just wanted to put that out there.
Oh, wow.
So, listen, you know.
And then reason number two, how the lie's getting ready to fall out. You see how it always starts? So, listen, that's a lie. A lie getting ready to fall out.
No, a lot of times people don't say about me until they actually really do have a conversation. Because my outside looks very different. You know, I wear glasses. I always have this poise.
I can tell from your conversation.
So,
I can tell just talking to you.
That's your nasty.
We've been together how long? How long have we been on this show together? Yes, you know it.
No, Amaj.
You nasty.
You, right? Amaj. Now,
hey.
Like I said, I read people's auras.
I'm the one
that
I'm
wondering
about.
And there's certain things I pick up on. Yeah.
See, you see what I'm saying? See, did you hear that? You peeped that? See, I'm the one they mama warned them about. I bet.
And then nobody warned you about me. Ain't nobody going to warn you about me.
Mm-hmm. No, because you are a whole different breed of something I want no part of.
You actually would have to sign a waiver with me. I'm just sorry. You're going to have to sign a waiver because I'm going to need for you to understand that there are certain things in which I like to do. Like, for instance, I may want to eat your pussy until you fucking quit. Until you, like, pass out and then you wake up to it. So, you know,
you're
going to need a waiver.
I need a doctor's note with you.
Yes,
no.
You're going to need a doctor's note. Right.
Mm-mm.
You're gonna need a do not resuscitate order with me, you know, because whatever you thought you might have wanted to do, mm-hmm. it's not gonna happen. Mm-hmm. Do not resuscitate. Just let you lay there for a little while. You know, you'll be all right. You'll come back.
Wow.
You'll come back. No,
wow.
Because if I get drunk, like, I have, like, super stamina. So, like, I have pretty good stamina now when I'm sober. But mm-hmm. when I get drunk, and it's not like I can be very vicious. I can be very vicious in my sex. But, you know, that can come at any given point in time. It's my stamina that will more so kill you more than anything else. Because you're going to get mad at me because, one, I'm not going to come. I'm just not going to come. If I had enough to drink, my dick will be rock hard all night long, and you will just not have – you will not get me to come at all. I probably won't come for the next day. Yeah, you're going to be mad at me. But guess what? You can suck all you want to. They're still not coming.
Mm-mm.
And I like toys. I like toys. I like to watch. You know, like, it's different things
what? No,
I like to do. You know,
what
they just bring
it
in. Huh? What I'm going to do with the toy, I'm going to use them on you.
Yeah. I was just getting ready to say, clear that up before you have people thinking that you other things with them. And we got a whole nother set of callers coming. Just saying.
No. Listen, okay. So I like to use toys on women, i.e. I like toys because of the simple fact the toys, I'm a person where even though you're getting pleasure from it, I still enjoy it. So mm-hmm. it's no longer just about you because I enjoy it too. So it's not just for you. It's for me too. So I like toys too.
Okay.
Answer from inside of the chat room.
my friend Dee that's hanging out with us tonight. He said there are true freaks and there are false freaks. It's how you decide which is what. So, you know, some people will say, yes, I do that, and yes, I do that. But then they get in the room, and it's like, why are you sitting at the board? What are you doing? What is this? Quit. I'm gone. Right. Let me put my clothes back on. Because you just, I don't know what this is.
All right. Well, hold up. Hold up. Let's clarify what they're saying. Because true freaks and false freaks depend on your level of freak. Because there are some people who might actually just be freaks just for, you know, a certain level. Because there are some people who are not into being tied up, being blindfolded, being, you know, nipple clamps and hot candle wax and ice and things of that such. But
you can,
if
you
they say
not freak, certain things, because you're not putting the hot wax on me. I'm light-skinned,
right,
I burn
people,
easily, I make marks. We can't do all that.
Right. So, like I said, there are some people who are into certain things. One of my best friends, she is into BDSM, and she is getting back into it. And there are certain things that some people be like, oh, well, I'm a freak. And, you know, when they say they're a freak, that means they're a freak for their level, not for your level. Because when a chick tells me she's a freak, I have to make sure that she understands and clarifies with me because of the simple fact, when you say that you're a freak, that does not constitute, you know, your level of freak to me. You know, when you say you're a freak to me, that means that you're willing to go the distance to do certain things, you know. But if you're only a freak to do certain things, you know, to go only a certain distance, you're a freak, but you're not on the same level of freak as I may be. So that's what people need to understand. There's no such thing as a false freak or a, you know, true freak. You know, it's different levels to it. Some people are still at the beginner's level, where they're only used to being spanked, or they're only used to, and they only used to being spanked when they're having sex. You know what I'm saying? There are people who get off on being spanked without there being any sexual contact. The spanking itself is the actual, you know, sexual arousal and sexual gratification. Learn your level.
Learn your level.
I know that's right. Stay in your lane, though.
I like this. Some people shouldn't come into this lane. Like, if you're going to be crying and all that stuff, telling me stop, then you can leave. I mean, I don't have
to. They can warn me or something.
Everyone needs a safe word. Even if you don't use it that often, find you a safe word. Because
it's not that bad. I mean, I'm not trying to choke you out or nothing, even though.
No, because
play
sometimes,
nobody's air supply. Y'all know I don't do that.
No, but there are different things in which you can do. See, like, for instance, there are some guys who, when they get head and after they come, they get real sensitive and they can't necessarily properly enunciate certain words, but they get like little bits and pieces of little words out. You know, that's when you need a safe word. Because stop to women is like, keep going. Especially
well,
when
keep
you're
going to
there.
Men means I already came.
Right. See what I'm saying? You know, like, okay, that's what it is. You need a safe word, something that's going to set something apart from the usual.
Nothing. Keep going.
No, I'm listening. Go ahead. No. Repeat it. What did you say?
No. Thomas, you keep going.
No.
We're going to go something different. Amash, what's your safe word?
I don't have a safe word, but
She got a safe phrase. It's called get the puppy pad. That's what it is. Her safe phrase, get the puppy pad.
Get the pad.
Her safe word is puppy pads. Puppy pads.
Forget y'all. Whatever. No, what I'm saying, like, because I've been that person who after he's getting hit and it's sensitive at that point, that I don't like to stop. So he kind of has to push me away, and that makes me like, no, I'm not done. So, you know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I had a thought that I was about to say out loud, but I kind of kept it to myself, but I just told y'all. So, but anyway,
Everybody needs to say it.
I think that is so annoying.
Mine is not puppy bag. Y'all jerks.
I think that is so annoying. I think that is rude and annoying. Like, when I'm giving head and then you come before I'm done, I think that is so rude. That is annoying.
It's
disrespectful. It is. I wasn't done.
Welcome to the show. We do not like disrespectful stuff like that. Let me finish. I came here to do a job.
Hold on. No, wait a minute. All right, listen, right?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all going to make me have a heart attack in this goddamn show talking about some nonsense like this. All right, right.
Why are we in the shower? Wait, back up. Where
right.
are we?
So listen, right? Y'all can't get mad at us for the shit which y'all do. That's women's shit. That's shit that women do when they're having fun and men do something that they don't like. Listen. We can't control when we nut, especially if you deep throat in the dick on a consistent basis. It's not going to happen.
Oh.
If you sitting up there, you having fun, and you enjoying yourself, and you just so happen to do that deep throat thing like 5 times in a fucking row, niggas is going to lose their fucking mind. And also when they lose their fucking mind, they lose all control of the fucking cup. Shit, ain't nothing we can do about it at that point in time. Stop blaming us for shit and what you do.
Well, whatever. It's
bullshit.
Still disrespectful
bullshit.
And it's still fucked up and I don't like it.
Well, they don't say nothing. Well, listen, if we're going to say some shit that if people don't like, I don't like when women keep coming and then try to run from the dick. Stop fucking running. Just let me give you this dick. Plain and simple. You won't come either way.
Listen.
So you might as well just keep coming.
Listen. So... sometimes I have to because I'm tired at this point because my shit takes.
Then you need more puppy pads.
That's a bullshit excuse.
I'm
going to call that a bullshit excuse.
Because of the situation.
Listen, whoever deals with you already knows because, for one, you don't deal with nothing strange, right? So they already know that they're going to have to get the puppy pass, so they should already have that shit ready. And personally, if you know that you need the puppy pass, you might as well just have that shit on the bed already because if we already fucking, guess what? Yeah, I'm not stopping. So guess what? You better have your motherfucking safe word and your puppy pads ready because if not, your ass is... everything is going to be fucking soaked. Plain and simple. Might as well deal with it.
You will deal with it, and you're going to like it. And whatever.
I never said I had a problem with it. Listen, I wet my bed up plenty of times. And you ain't saying nothing to me.
That didn't come out right. Rephrase it. Because it sounds like it's
in you did. No, wait a minute. You've had women wet up your bed. You've had women wet up your bed plenty of times. Don't say... on the air that you wet up your bed plenty of times because that doesn't happen.
Oh my goodness. Listen.
I'm trying to keep.
I wanted to clarify. Listen. Let me say something to y'all about me. If y'all didn't get the picture the first time when I explained it, some of the shit that I do is not just for y'all. It's for me. Okay. So, if I say, hey, I done wet up my bed a couple different times, it's because I made women squirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because y'all sitting up there, y'all taking shit out of context. Listen, when I got time for this shit.
It's only about beautiful, shallow, deep.
Yeah, because y'all people are taking this shit into a different thing.
Well, my question is only about
beautiful, shallow, deep. You're killing me.
Of course, Amaz. Of course. No, that was the man in the suit. Sorry.
Uh-oh. You said who sleeps in the wet spot?
Yeah.
The last person to get off the bed.
She does.
The last person to get out of the way, that's what you're saying. Because I'm moving.
I know that's right.
Mm-mm.
She's sleeping in it.
I smooth roll right on over. What you doing laying on my side of the bed? Well, where I'm supposed to sleep? Well, I mean, you can sleep over there or you can get your stuff and go, but I'm not sleeping over there. You better put a towel down or something. Just put a towel down. It'll
just
be all right.
Fucking selfish. Just selfish. Just selfish with everything.
You know what? Ever since I started on this here journey, that's what we're going to call this. We're going to call this a journey because I get better and better at it every time. I haven't had to sleep in the bed I want yet because, I mean, well, maybe because we had the puppy pads and the towels or whatever, but then we had to flip the mattress. It's yeah, don't judge.
Yeah, she messy. She messy.
She messy.
No, I just, you know, it wasn't my fault. He said, let's experiment. Let's see what this do. And it did it. That's what happened. And we had to flip the mattress because maybe I had some, because, you know, if you're a squirter or whatever, you know what that feeling feels like. And every woman knows what that feeling feels like when somebody's pressing up against your G-spot. It feels like you got to pee, but you really don't have to pee, but that's what it feels like. And for years, I'm like, golly, why is it every time I feel like I'm having sex, like I have to freaking pee, but I don't do anything. But this particular person brought it out of me, and I think I had a whole lot of built up there, and we had to flip the mattress. Had to flip the mattress. I apologized like 30 times, and he was like,
like I said, she messy. That's what I said. She messy. She is messy.
I'm fucking applause.
Okay. I guess you need them puppy pads.
Yeah, she carry around. Yeah, she got to put them in her whole bag. Cause she, you know, she fucking shit up.
Listen. So
she's fucking up all your expensive shit.
I might just have to go ahead and pack some. Like, put some in the bag. Might have to.
Right.
I don't want to fuck up that nice hotel room bed.
I know, right? I can't do it to save my life. I've been trying. I've been working on it. I don't know. I ain't doing something right. I don't know. I need to get my life together.
Hang out with Thomas. Thomas seems like he wants to bring it out of you.
What?
I didn't stutter.
All I heard was out of you. What did you say?
I said it seems like Thomas can bring it out of you if you let him. Okay. I got smell on my face.
You see, you remember how I was saying earlier today, right?
I think Taylor just quit me all over again.
Uh-huh. You see how I was saying earlier today and earlier in the show? You know, that whole friend zone thing? Yeah, that's what that was right there. Yep. Okay.
That wasn't I didn't know what to do. Oh, my God. I don't even know what... Moving right along.
So, Miss Lou, you're new here, as you may see. Taylor is she's quit me. She decided that she didn't want to be my boo thing no more. So,
wait a minute. How you going to tell lies to the company? That is not what happened. Last week, okay, Amash quit me last week, okay, because I simply brought up something. I don't even remember what it was. I checked archives. But she quit me last week, okay? Last week Friday, she quit me. So now all of a sudden, I quit her. Don't listen to her. She over there, high yellow over there just telling stories and drinking that pineapple wine. Don't listen to her. That is not what happened. If you going to tell the story, tell it correctly. She quit me last week.
Excuse me, Ms. Williams.
Yes.
I'm just going to let you know the whole story. You're coming from an outside point of view. These two motherfuckers like to sit up there. They like to quit each other as soon as shit go wrong. So, you know, when somebody says something that the other person don't like, they quitting each other. I don't know what the fuck they got going on. I don't know if they
like
fucking each other or yeah, they make up and break up and then they get happy and then want to be lovey-dovey and the next thing you know, they want to double team me and jump me for random shit, and then they want to be on the other person's team, and then be bickering and arguing with the other person like they was never just friends.
So what you trying to say? What you trying to say? That we ain't loyal? That's what you trying to say? We ain't loyal? That's what you trying to say?
No, y'all loyal. Y'all loyal. Y'all just have y'all relationship issues. That's what y'all got. Y'all got relationship issues.
This is how
you love.
We need counseling.
Yes.
That's just how we love. That's just how we love.
Well, clearly, we already know you're fucking crazy, Taylor.
Love me less.
Taylor, we know you're crazy, so that's what we already just gonna.
Then I just tell you, not even 10 minutes ago, I ain't gonna be too many more crazies tonight. Didn't I tell you that already?
Well, you gonna be crazy, 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 crazy.
I think I need more. Crazy quota.
How many more do you need, Taylor? How many?
You know what? Okay.
Taylor, I got something to solve all your crazy problems.
You know what?
Oh, okay. So I think somebody kind of flirts with me on my Facebook page, and I be trying.
Right.
I don't know if I should flirt outright with people. Like, you know, I don't know.
Wait, what happened to the last guy who tried to flirt with you who was on the show?
Who was the last guy that was trying to flirt with me on the last show?
I told you she giving niggas the pink slip, the purple slip, the orange slip. We don't know
yo,
who you
think. That nigga ain't been back. Yo, because after
what
that
I'm
conversation
saying.
We had that one time, yo, we tried to put it out there, you know, hey, look, he won a mile, and then the next thing you know, this nigga was not allowed to be back on the show for a while, you know.
Wait a minute. What are y'all talking about?
Wait, are you talking about what's his face that used to co-host with us? What was his name?
Cameron.
Professor. That's what his name was. Yeah, Cameron.
Oh, yeah. That one, yeah. Okay, so you have to check the archives because we had another co-host. And he had a little bit of a thing for Amaj. So what me and Thomas decided to do was to bring it to the light because, you know, we didn't think Amaj knew. So this particular show, we brought, you know, the topic up and, you know, what he was doing and, you know, little things he would say. And he ain't been back since. No, we didn't.
No,
like,
you gave that nigga
an orange slip. You said, no, ma'am, no sauce, no pickles, no onions, no nothing. No,
no,
he
no,
is your slip.
He
was friend zone.
Behind the
scenes. He wasn't even friend zone. That man was just flat out fired. He ain't get no severance. He ain't get no nothing. No 401k.
She
just what happened.
Mm-mm. She just fired him.
I never told you all that he and I had a sidebar conversation about the show, and he actually does a lot of things outside of just doing his show. He teaches, he's a DJ, and they stay on tour a lot. So he didn't have time for the show. He didn't feel as though he could give his all to the show. So I did not give that man any type of slip. I understood what his situation was, and I said, okay, you know, if you have some free time, you are always welcome to hang out with us. So don't act like that. Don't act like that, because you all ran that man away because y'all wanted to tell him that he wanted to have sex with you. You're crazy, because I knew what that man's situation was. Y'all made him feel red in the face. That's what it was.
That's what he said? He said that.
No, that's the story. That's the story. No, that's the story that she gonna tell us, and we gonna believe it. That's what happened.
I don't believe shit. Don't worry.
Oh my God.
Y'all, he said it. Because don't worry, I'm gonna go get him.
Go get him. Do whatever you got to do. I don't care.
Oh, I sure will. I'm gonna see if he can come on the show next week.
Next week. That's the 19th. Yeah, we have a show next week.
Here we go.
You don't
like when the show get broken.
And then we're going to find out whether or not he got the pink slip or not.
I did not give that man the pink slip. I feel like it's okay to flirt with me. I understand that. I kind of flirt with men, too. I flirt with everybody. Like, I flirt with men. I flirt with girls. I flirt just because the fuck I can. So, whatever. It doesn't bother me. I like to flirt.
Mm-hmm.
What? Nothing ever
Taylor. Taylor, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do I still do things to your lady parts?
What? Why would you? What type of fuck? Wait. I'm not answering that. Mind your business. Mind your business.
Why not? We're on the show. No,
Time out.
I find it rude and disrespectful that I can't get an answer to my question.
He used your own words against you. That's funny. You know what? You smart ass. get on my fucking nerves. How about that? That's where you're at right now. You're on my nerve zone right now. That's where you're at right now.
So that means I'm kind of like, ooh, nigga, you just touched a sore spot, but, you know, you all right.
So, moving, we're not making this show about
Taylor. You shouldn't answer my question. No, you shouldn't answer my question. It was a yes or no question.
Yes. Okay. Are you satisfied now?
Yes, I am. Jeez, that's it. Now, I just got one other question for you.
No, I'm not answering that. Fuck you, kill yourself. I'm not answering that.
It's a simple question. It don't got nothing. It's a simple question. I can't kill myself, even if I wanted to. I'm a pussy on that note. No. Mm-hmm. But I got one question for you. I got one last question.
No.
Damn.
No, I'm not answering. Sorry, can't do it. So.
Taylor.
He got on the phone. He didn't put it on speakerphone at this point. He got onto the phone line. He wants you to listen.
What is it? What is it? What is
so
it?
You gonna answer my question, Taylor?
Oh, and you're going to put the voice on, really? That's what we're going to do on the air? That's how we feeling right now? Okay, all right.
Taylor,
all right, fuck it. Fuck it. I'll answer your question. What's the question?
Are we going to go on that date to the park?
Why are you bringing up old shit?
I think you all should go on a date in the park.
Before it gets cold.
And go for a walk.
Before it gets really cold. Mm-hmm.
Before it gets cold. Are in that area of where it gets stupid cold for whatever reason it does. So I think you all should go. I approve that. Go on. See what it's like. You never know. You all might be perfect for each other.
I'll be up your way anyway. I got family up there, so you might as well just say yes and just let me know when you're free, and I'll let you know when I'm up there, and we can just go take a walk, okay?
In the park. Just want to chat and see.
And it could be early, just like you like. We can go at like 12 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon.
What?
Sound good?
Make it happen. Set a date. And I think there'll be an awesome way to conclude the show. Yes. So we're going to have a date. Thomas and Taylor are going to go on their date in the park. You must keep us up to date because we have to know about it. So tonight has been interesting.
I got one last question.
Oh, Lord, Thomas, we got 30 seconds.
What happened to the dating game?
You know what? I don't know.
Obviously, I'm the single ass person in the world, so obviously, I may even have to do the dating game on my goddamn self. But, hey, whatever. But, you know, we'll talk about that, and we'll check it out and see what happens with it. But it has been awesome spending time with you all on this Friday night. We are not going to go into recorded time because I have to be up at 6 a.m. because I have to work tomorrow because I got this money to get. And I'm going to finish my pineapple wine. you all be good to each other over the weekend. Go on a walk in the park and whatnot.
And hey, I go get Chris Brown album. Go get Chris Brown album, man, while you're out there tomorrow. It's a pretty good album.
I thought that was out. Okay. All right. You said go get Chris Brown's album.
X album.
Good night. And thank you so much for hanging out with us, Ms. Williams. You're newbie here, so hopefully you'll join us again when we're not as reckless, because tonight we just really did not have any topics tonight.
No, but I had
I never call, have any know. Topics. I, have,
and
I don't have any topics.
We're friends on Facebook.
We're friends on Facebook? Wait a minute.
Yes. I'm playing Thomas Williams, the author.
Well, you don't even know your own friends, Amash.
I have 1,000 plus friends on Facebook.
And I got 1,500. What you saying? And I know every person that's going to call into the show. Because they tell me.
I got 107 friends on Facebook. How about that?
Well, you ain't got not many friends.
Did we chat the other day about your book?
Yes.
Okay, I know who I'm talking to now. Damn, I'm so excited. Okay, yeah.
So you just talked the whole show without knowing who the hell you was talking to? I'll see y'all next Friday.
My drink is popping. So I was typing it. This is so funny because I was typing in the name Williams and it wasn't popping up. I was like, I know this name. Why is it not coming up? I'm so sorry. Okay. Well, I'm so thankful that you hung out with us tonight. You must join us again. And matter of fact, once I get that book, yes, ma'am, we will be back to discuss it on this here show. So everybody have a wonderful evening. I thank you so much for hanging out. And have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye, boo.
Thomas, take a nap.
No, never gonna happen.
Golly.